Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Zachary, Zachary, Kearns, K-E-R-N-S, address is 5 Trinity Lane, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530. I'm sorry, phone is 805-440-9477. ID is XXX, 1257, date of birth 2-22-1984, 38-year-old, married, business owner, insurance is Anthem Blue Cross, pharmacy is CVS Forest, is address 2. Dr. Brian G. First, FURST, MD. Below that, it should say family practice. Below that, Mission Ranch Primary Care. Below that, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10. Below that, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Below that, 530-894-0500. Below that, 530-345-2532, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation. With history of recent witness seizure. Dear Dr. First and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Zachary Kearns for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Zachary was seen today accompanied by his wife providing additional history, including observation of his seizure in bed at home. New paragraph, medical records from Enloe Emergency Department were also provided, including results of laboratory and imaging procedures for his evaluation. New paragraph. In summary, as you already know, during a period of time in which he was reportedly under increasingly severe business-related psychological stress with periods of extended wakefulness and sleep deprivation, after a period of more than a week to 10 days, he suffered a breakthrough convulsion in the morning that was observed by his wife during his sleeping restful period. Subparagraph, while he did some thrashing and head movement, there was some tongue movement, but no other symptoms of generalized convulsion by his wife report. New paragraph, it took him approximately 15 minutes to recover from this episode that did not reoccur. New paragraph, there was no history of precipitating event, substance abuse, trauma, or other nidus for seizure that could be discerned. New paragraph. He gave a past medical history of no seizure disorder, head trauma, or other injury. New paragraph. He denies having any ongoing serious medical problems. New paragraph. He and his wife are raising 3 children successfully, and he is a partner with his brother operating more than one business. New paragraph. He gives a history of staying up late, working into the early morning hours, and then sleeping for shorter periods of time, more recently requiring increasing napping during the day because of his somnolence. New paragraph. His evaluation at the Enloe ED showed a CT imaging of the brain that showed evidence for some ischemic white matter disease, but no other unusual findings. New paragraph. he denied any cognitive decline. He did report a history of multiple nocturnal arousals on a regular basis, suggesting a possible underlying sleep disorder, although he has not gained excessive amounts of weight. New paragraph. His neurological examination today appears entirely unremarkable, including his mental status evaluation, motor function, and ambulation. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and his presentation, we will do the following for his diagnostic testing. New paragraph. High-resolution 3D and neuroquantitative brain MR imaging for evidence of ischemic or other degenerative disease for a definitive diagnosis. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalogram will be started with a static EEG, and if necessary or suggestive, then ambulatory EEG will also be accomplished. Number three, in-lab sleep study for evaluation of his dysomnia, multiple arousals, and in consideration of exclusion of comorbid, possibly suspected sleep apnea. New paragraph. I discussed and reviewed all of this with Zachary today. New paragraph. He had questions about continuing to operate a motor vehicle that were discussed at length, and I indicated to him that for this period of time, while he completes his diagnostic evaluation, that he does not drive for purposes of his and general public safety, while his wife can drive him about cooperatively. New paragraph. We discussed the etiology of his seizure, and I indicated to him that most likely this was a seizure of exceptional circumstances associated with his stressors and sleep deprivation. Subparagraph, he may be at risk with his remote history of substance abuse more than 12 years ago that may have caused some cerebral injury. New paragraph. I indicated to him that should we find any evidence of epilepsy, that he would need to be treated for 5 years at a minimum to maximize his chance for recovery. New paragraph. In consideration of this evaluation and his findings, I will see him back with the results of his testing with further recommendations. New paragraph. Should his driving privileges be suspended based upon his presentation to the emergency department, we will assist him in recovery of his driving privileges as we move forward. Signed respectfully with my professional signature.